年终特惠本周日就要结束了，如果你想提升自己的英语，学地道实用的口语，那就千万不要错过我们这次的活动。新用户购买一年会员直接享受50元折扣，老用户续费一年则有68元的折扣，还有机会参与免单抽奖。现在就关注我们的微信公众号开言英语参与活动吧。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, do you like recording?
Oh, I very like recording, Jenny.
你什么
sorry, I really like recording.
对 like, 喜欢这个词，很喜欢一样东西是我们生活中很常用的啊。
Mm-hmm.
但是呢你千万不能说你 very like.、
Mm.
你要说。
You have to say, I really like. Well, you don't have to say it, but that's a much better, much more accurate way of saying very like, which is something that we do not say.
对，好，但是呢我们今天这课的主题是除了 like 以外，英语还有其他很多的表达方式来传达 like 喜欢这个概念。然后呢，你在口语里面啊，不妨 mix it up， 不要老是讲 like，、
mm-hmm.
对吗？
Right.
嗯，好，那今天呢，我们就跟大家分享一下这些非常实用、非常地道的说法。好，那今天要教大家的这些说法呢，其实可以分为短语类和单词类啊。
Mm, okay, well, let's start with the phrases, because like Jenny says, you really can mix these up, and, you know, actually, this is something that I do myself every day.
对，而且这种 short phrases 也是口语里很常用的。
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So one that we use is I'm into something.
Into.
Yeah, and I would probably say here, like for example, I'm into sports. Not true.
所以这个 into 就是介词 ,into.、
Mm-hmm.
它是一个词啊，不是两个词。
Right. So, the Toronto Raptors just won the NBA Finals.
太了不起了，我觉得很开心。Yeah. 虽然 all the players are Americans, but come on, 这个球队是多伦多的。
Yeah, well, that's all right. So, truth be told, I'm not actually all that into basketball. So that's kind of the negative that we can use of being into something. I'm not into something, that's fine. But usually the way we soften that is to say not all that into basketball.Blah, blah, blah.
对，不是那么喜欢，不是那么热衷啊。
Right, so like I always tell people like, oh, I'm really into politics. And most of my friends will say, not really all that into politics.
Okay, 好。那你刚刚举的例子啊，什么体育呀，或者政治，那 into 我们可以形容一个具体的东西，或者一个具体的人吗？
Oh, it could be a person too, absolutely. She's kind of into me, you know.
Oh, 前几年不是有个电影叫 He's not
all that into you.
Yeah, he's just not that into you.
Right.
或者我很喜欢一个明星，比如我可以说 I'm really into Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
我还挺喜欢他。I'm really into Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
对，都可以。
I'm really into Tom Cruise, so I hear that Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise are going to fight.
对。那最后跟 into 相关的一个用法，再来问一下的就是，比如喜欢学英语，可以说 I'm into learning English 吗？
Why not?
也可以。
Yeah, I mean, usually it's stuff like sports or the news or a person or a type of movie, but there's really no reason why you couldn't say it.
好的。那讲到了 into, 我就想到了还有一个是 in the mood for.
Okay, so that kind of sounds similar, right?
对。
The problem with this one, the reason why it's a little bit different is because of this idea of mood.
情绪。
How many times a day do we change our moods?
Hopefully not that many.
Well, a few times, right? Usually, for example, for me, I'm just a big baby. So when I am hungry or tired, my mood...
I'm very hangry.
That's right. So, I mean, if I say I'm in the mood for Japanese food, that basically means I want to have it. It doesn't really mean I like it.
而且这个 in the mood for 经常用在你想吃什么，就是吃东西的选择。
Yeah. Now, of course, it could mean like I'm in the mood for a change or I'm in the mood for a vacation or something like that. But you're right, we often use this for food.
或者什么看电影啊，听音乐啊，什么的。
I'm in the mood for a rom-com. about jazz. So I want to go watch, what was the Ryan Gosling movie? Rom-com? La La Land.
Right? He's always playing jazz. And he gets fired all the time for playing jazz all the time.
They're just not that into you, jazz guy.
好的，那看完这个以后呢，下面这个，哦，我非常喜欢这个说法，因为看起来很可爱，很有意思。
Mm, big on something, to be big on something.
对 ,big 就是大。Mm-hmm. 那如果你对一个东西很大 ,big on something, 就你对它的兴趣很大。
Yes.
喜爱的程度很大是吧
Right. So, you know, big on jazz, big on Ryan Gosling movies.
Big on the Toronto Raptors.
Big on the Raptors.
对 yeah. 那这个 big on 是不是后面通常就是跟你喜欢的不管是一个 activity 或者就是一样事情。
Yeah, I mean, you could be big on a person, that's fine, but...
啊,可以吗?
Yeah, but usually it's for a thing.
哦,那如果吃的东西呢?
Yeah, of course, I'm big on Indian food.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think everybody knows that at this point.
at this point.
But again, just as importantly, like we said, for just not that into you or not all that into something, here we would probably say, I'm not all that big on...jazz. I'm not all that big on blah, blah, blah. It just makes it softer when you are using it in the negative.
对，因为你用否定的时候，通常是对方跟你谈话的这个人很喜欢这件事，或者他提议干一个什么事。
Right.
如果你直接就说，Oh, I'm not into that. I'm not big on that. 人家就是会很受伤的。
Right, exactly. So I have a lot of friends who are really into sports, or they're really big on soccer or something, and they will buy tickets and then ask me, do I want to go? So that's usually how I respond. I'm not all that big on soccer.
嗯，好的。但大家记住哦，如果你 not all that big on something, 你不能说 I'm small on something.
I'm small on this.
不行啊。好的，那接下来要看的这个，跟上面那个 big on 很承接的很好。A fan of.
Ah, yeah, speaking of soccer, right?
对。
Yeah, so I'm a... Here again, actually, we might use big to say like a big fan of.
对对对。
But I also would say I'm not a big fan of.
Exactly.
Right, so I'm a big fan of what? What am I a big fan of? Coffee, I guess.
我想说 Indian food.
Indian food. Well, the problem is when you have coffee and Indian food at the same time, but that's a different topic for a different
time. 会有什么很可怕的化学反应吗？但是这个 a fan of...Fan 就是我们熟悉的粉丝。
Right. Now, just remember here, guys, the most important thing is that even though you are used to saying 粉丝, you don't say fans if you're just talking about yourself.
对,就是单数复数我们一定要搞清。
Right.
然后还有一点就是这个 a fan of 的表达呢,它可以用在就像我们说任何的事情上面啊，不像中文说粉丝可能是明星的粉丝或者要做一件事儿。像我们就是说，比如我不爱吃油腻的东西，我可以说 I'm not a big fan of deep fried things。对，然后我很喜欢什么 I'm a huge fan of salads， 我很爱吃沙拉。
Yeah, no, I'm a big salad. So that's the other thing we can do here is you can say I'm a fan of salad. You can also say I'm a salad fan.、Right? I'm a pretty big salad fan.
好，那这些小短语呢，最后想看的这个。哦，其实还有其他很多短语，我们就连着看吧。这个 go to。
Go to, okay, so go to here, we don't use this one like the others. We basically say something like, again, Indian food is my go-to. You could say go-to food or just is my go-to.
Go to, 对。Go to 就是你经常会选的东西。
Right.
You always go to 这个东西。
Right, so we could even use it as an example.You know, like, get really meta for a second. Sometimes I get comments about how, oh, Adam, you always say the same thing. Like, you always say, exactly. That's my go-to phrase.
对对对，是的。好，那接下来我们要看这个，我们再看一个什么什么 to 吧。这个是 partial to.
Okay, partial to. This one I do actually say quite a bit. Maybe it's not as common as the rest, but if I say I'm partial to...
Indian food.
Indian food. Yeah, again, it's just I'm expressing my opinion. Of all of the choices, this is the one that I like the best.
对，因为 partial, 它的反义词是 impartial.
Mm-hmm.
Impartial 就是你不带任何偏见，没有任何的 bias,、mm-hmm. 对吧？
Right.
很公平的。那 相反过来，如果 you're partial to something, 就是你更偏心、更偏爱这个东西。
Right, right, exactly. So you really, in life, if you ever have to go to court, I hope that you have an impartial judge. but yeah, when people are partial to something, they have a bias, absolutely.
Okay. 所以像那个印度菜可以说 I'm partial to India.
Oh, yeah.
哎，特别是大家 make a group decision 或者大家、我们要去吃什么，然后你说我个人比较喜欢印度菜，
right,
对吧？ I'm partial to、这个、
I'm partial to this, yeah.
对对，好的，那接下来 what about this one? Keen on.
Keen on. Okay, yeah, this sounds a little bit more maybe British, Australian.、keen on, I'm pretty keen on this.
对 ,keen 就是也是热衷的意思。
Yeah, I mean, we tend to use keen over here to kind of make fun of students that are a little too serious or people at work who are maybe a little too...
我觉得这很不好哎，人家就是特别积极的人，但有的时候就像你说，可能太积极了，是吧？
Right, 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 right. I'm not partial to the phrase one way or the other. I'm just saying how people use it.
Okay, 好。你刚刚说到比较 British, 比较 Australian,我觉得这个词很 British 啊 fancy.
Oh yes, I fancy a drink.
是吧、yes. fancy 它在美语里也很常用，但是在美语里经常就作为形容词，就是
right,
a fancy
car.
对 fancy dress、但英国人就是也非常喜欢把它作为动词用。
Right, so fancy a drink、I fancy this girl.
Yeah, do you fancy her?
Do you fancy her? Yeah.
Yeah, 好的，那所以 fancy 很简单，就像 like 一样，后面直接跟你喜欢的那个人事物就行了。
Right、
好，那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的一个 like 喜欢的近义词呢，是 你看到这个词你绝对不会想到它还有 like 的意思。
All right, dig.
D-I-G、
mm-hmm.
就 dig a hole,
dig a hole.
就挖一个洞，那个挖的 dig 吗、
right. That's the same dig.
它还有喜欢的意思。
Yeah, crazy, right? Now、yeah. this one though, I would say it tends to be used more for like entertainment, music, movies.
Right、
like maybe Jenny really digs Ryan Gosling movies. 、really digs jazz.
以前美国还有个网站就叫什么 Dig It.
Dig It is also, it's from a type of music called funk music.、
Oh.
It's soul funk, which is just always like, can you dig it? We can dig it. Can you dig it?
这总之 dig 也就是喜欢的意思、
mm-hmm.
是吧
right、
然后也可以说 I dig you 就 dig 一个人是吧
yeah of course yeah、mm-hmm. Now what I would suggest here is you probably I wouldn't say like I dig Indian food I mean、mm-hmm. you could、
right? 对对对
you absolutely could but again generally speaking、you dig a personOr you dig like a type of music or a type of movie or an actor.
Okay, 好的，吃的东西我们就用其他的。
You got so many you can、right. use. So many you can use. So anyway, we want to know what do you guys dig? What are you into?
诶，我可以说 I dig recording 吗？
I so dig recording.
I know, right? 我就特别喜欢录音。
Very like, very like.
I really dig recording with you.
Yes,
for
likewise.
For all of you guys.
Likewise, likewise.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。其实我们好多的听众就非常喜欢跟我们学到很实用、地道，然后生动的一些英语表达。那如果你想把自己的英语更上一层楼、更进一步的话呢，开言英语的会员课程会教给你更体系化的教给你。更多在不同的生活工作就像你自己个人爱好学英语场景里都可以用到的英文大家可以下载我们的 APP 开言英语开始免费试用 OK, thank you for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Can you dig it?